Good morning, this is Cameron and Sarah with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, LNP leader has pledged minimum isolation periods for child offenders who assault staff despite evidence of danger of solidarity confinement. David Crisafulli plans to make education compulsory in youth detention. He has told reporters a stronger punishment for assaulting workers would increase employment and reduce the extent on which children are isolated because of staff shortages. Crisafulli has said, if the state is taking over responsibility for their care, we must make sure that they use their time to become better people, not criminals. Premier Stephen Miles responded, mandatory solitary confinement will not prevent a single crime. The fact is, education is already mandatory in our detention facilities. Experts believe practice is why 96% of youth reoffenders are released. The CAT Australian Party is calling for return to physical discipline, including the cane, in a bid to combat youth crime ahead of the upcoming election. The KAP candidate stated that parents have lost their rights to discipline, claiming some kids need a smack and a kick up the arse. Party leader Robbie Katter supports parents using any discipline they see fit. However, Indigenous leaders and social scientists criticise this approach, arguing it promotes violence and could have harmful effects on children's development. In national news, survivors return to Kinitchula Boys' Home to remember their painful past and celebrate their resilience. The three-day gathering on New South Wales marked 100 years since its opening, when the Australian government began forcibly removing boys aged 5 to 15 from their families. Uncle Bobby Young, a survivor of the home, would like to see the Kinitchula become a site for healing, and has stated, "What I would like to see happen is if we can get the site back. We want to turn it into a healing place, museum, and units, and a cafe." The site has been handed over to First Nations ownership, and is run by the Kinitchula Boys' Home Aboriginal Corporation, a non-profit Aboriginal community controlled by organisation.
Also in national news, Harvey Norman has been charged with misleading customers over interest-free promotions following a federal court case. The court ruled that the company engaged in misleading conduct and false representations in advertisements published between January 2020 and August 2021, which involved claims of a 60-month interest-free and no-deposit payment method. Sarah Court, the Deputy Chair of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, has stated, "Consumers deserve to be fully informed so that they can consider their current financial position and decide if a credit card is the appropriate product for them." ASIC will seek pecuniary penalties against Harvey Norman. In international news, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has labelled South Korea a foreign and hostile nation following amendments to North Korea's constitution. While visiting military command post, Kim discussed retaliatory offensive forces and emphasised a need for stronger nuclear deterrence against the evolving South Korea-US alliance. Kim described severing ties with Seoul, symbolised by the destruction of inter-Korean road and rail links. "It's the end of the evil relationship with Seoul," Kim said, heightening tensions between the two Koreas. For your weather today, Brisbane will have a sunny day with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.